Welcome to the Wahoo Central Podcast. I'm Jeff White, Director of News Content for VirginiaSports.com. And my guest today is Brian Fetzer, UVA's Director of Cross Country and Track and Field. Brian, welcome.
Pleasure to be here.
You got a little bit going on this time of year, don't you?
Yeah, it's a little recruiting, a little competing.
No two coaches at Virginia have the exact same job description, but yours, it seems to me, is truly unique. You're responsible for six teams: men's cross country, women's cross country, men's indoor track and field, women's indoor, men's outdoor, and women's outdoor. Obviously, there's overlap among the teams, but that's still a lot to oversee. Are you as much CEO as coach sometimes, and are you still able to find time to work with the sprinters and hurdlers every day?
Well, I'll tell you, after you described that, I don't know if I can actually do my job now. No, I mean, very much so. I think it's a CEO position. I'm fortunate. Our staff is very hands-off, if I can, you know, if that's the word I could think of. I don't have to do as much. I don't have to be involved in a lot of the day-to-day, practicing with all the different event groups, because our coaches are unbelievable. And they can understand and do things that some others, you know, might not be able to do. I'm at practice, and the way our schedules go for our students academically here, I mean, on, you know, Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays, I'm on the track from 11 o'clock till 6:30.
So are people just practicing throughout the day? Is this kind of staggered?
They do, because I've got a couple extra event groups that normally I wouldn't have. I coach the women's high jump. I coach the heptathlon in addition to the sprinters and hurdlers. So it's one of those things that we break them up so they're in event group areas. But the way the classes are, I mean, once you get to be a fourth year, fifth year, you know, I mean, they're practicing at various times of the day. And we want to be as individualized as possible. And all our coaches and our staff do the same thing.
A lot of people are not familiar with how track and field works at the Division I level.
I don't think I am either.
Yeah. Can you tell us, first of all, how many student athletes you work with and how many scholarships you have to divide among that group?
Well, we have on the roster, we have 72 athletes between the men and the women.
Okay. Is it like a 50-50 split, basically? Or?
It's probably a little bit more women than men, but not a whole lot more. In our scholarship breakdown, out of those 72 athletes, you're allowed the maximum of 18 on the women's side, and you're allowed the maximum of 12.6 on the men's side. Those are the maximum. Mm-hmm. So most of our student athletes, the majority of our student athletes, are on small scholarships and not on the typical full ride scholarships, right. which is sometimes is hard from a recruiting standpoint, because people only know basketball and football. Hey, they got offered a scholarship. It's a full ride. Well, ours is we're an equivalency sport as opposed to a head count sport. So it's a little challenging. You have to be as good of a bean counter as you are a recruiter or a coach.
I think you've told me before that at least initially people often will come here as walk-ons and then they get scholarship money. Obviously, if you can get an in-state kid to walk on, it's easier for his family than for an out-of-state kid. Is Virginia a good track state?
Oh, Virginia is one of the best track states in the country. Virginia gets rated yearly from all the schools across the country. And one of the problems that our staff faced when we got here is we didn't have very many Virginia kids. Mm-hmm. And the reputation in the state wasn't very good. We're still kind of trying to overcome that. And it's a little bit difficult even this year with recruiting because of the fact that there isn't the immediate success because those kids are on our team right now. So the recruiting process going through this year, you know, they're kind of going, hey, you don't have this event, you don't have that event. And because we're just getting them, and they're just here for the first time. But Virginia is a talent rich state, very similar to football, very similar to basketball. They're very similar in those aspects. So, I mean, it's a state we've got to win if we're going to be successful.
You were hired in late December 2011, right in the middle of a school year,
yes.
And you had significant holes to fill in the roster. Where are you now in the process of building the program to what you want it to look like?
Well, one of the things that we really tried to do is immediately go after some distance runners and sprinters last year. So when you look at the 31, 32 individuals that are new to our program this year, they're primarily in the distance and in the sprint side of things. And I think the immediate impact that was seen in that is in our women's cross country right. team, you know, going from seventh place in the conference to this year being ninth in the country. So I think there's an immediate impact there. This year, our big emphasis was on our field eventers. And, you know, we signed a couple really good, you know, throwers, mm-hmm. Specifically on the men's side that are going to be immediate impact folks. You know, one we brought in, a female and a male we brought in January that are, you know, going to be immediate impacts NCAA-wise and ACC-wise. So, and then next year, it's kind of, you know, filling in another little pieces mm-hmm. of the puzzle. But I think by the end of next year, we should have a complete team that, you know, that can go from, you know, all the different event areas. And
I mean,
successful.
It just takes longer than, say, basketball, just because of the sheer number of events, number of athletes, right?
I mean, you have 20-plus events on each gender that you're trying to do. Now, we're in the process of trying to make, you know, one of your initial questions was, you know, what is indoors and outdoors like? And there's not – we don't do a very good job as a sport of making it so it's understandable because, you know, the team's splitting up to all these different meets, doing those things. The common athletic fan – can't understand when you say, hey, you know, how'd you do this weekend? Well, we had some kids do well. Did you win? Well, we didn't keep score. Well, what does that mean? Like that, to me as a coach coming from football background, that drives me nuts. So we're hopefully make some legislative changes in our sport to make it so it's a little more understandable.
ACC Indoor Championships start next Thursday at Clemson. Then the NCAA meet follows in the middle of March. How do things look for your teams indoors?
Well, I think both genders, the ACC with the addition of Notre Dame, the addition of Syracuse, Pitt, you know, has made things a lot different. It's a lot deeper now. I mean, we're definitely talking with coaches this past weekend. You know, they really feel that those additions have kind of taken the ACC and the SEC to a complete different level. The SEC kind of was up by itself, mm-hmm. and now with those additions and kind of the improvements at Virginia, the improvements at some of the other schools in the ACC, I mean, those are the two premier conferences by far. So saying that, I mean, it's going to be very deep. We could have, if we have a great meet, we could finish second or third. If we slip a little bit, we could finish seventh mm-hmm. or eighth, which is just kind of the way things are set up, and it's riding a lot on young athletes that have never been in the situation before. And it's trying to, you know, massage them from a mental standpoint to say, hey, you know, we can do some big things, even though you've never been able to do that yet in your career, you know, but it's good to have a couple, a couple veterans like Jordan Lavender and Barbara Strahler that we can, you know, on the women's side, that we can kind of count on them big. And then even on the men's side, I mean, we're really young from top to bottom. I mean, almost everybody – I was looking at our roster as we were putting things together, and out of all our whole team, we had seven folks that participated at ACCs last year on the men's side and seven on the women's. That's not a whole lot when you're talking about a team of – we're taking, you know, 20 to 30 kids to the meet.
Outdoor season starts March 22nd with the Virginia Cup here at Lanigan Field. One of the athletes to watch in the spring, maybe in the winter, is a first-year thrower whose first name is Philip, whose last name I will let you pronounce.
No, I was going to say, I won't even have to let anybody go there with Philip's last name. Philip's from Croatia.
Yeah, what can you tell us about him?
Philip is – he's one of those very special individuals. Joking around with some of the guys, you know, some of the football players play there. You know, if he would have been in the United States, they all, you know, Draquan and Kalik and Smoke and all those guys were talking about, like, he'd have been playing defensive end somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a massive individual, very talented, very soft-spoken, bright young man. I mean, he's number four junior, so under 20 years old, in the shot put and the discus in the world last year. So, I mean, his immediate impact can be great. And you have to handle things a little bit differently with somebody that's that talented. But it's going to be exciting to have him here. And, you know, I mean, he's from the same country as Martin. He's kind of their future in their country, kind of taking over from Martin as he retires. And, you know, doing those things. But he's definitely one of the guys, you know, to really look for. But the great thing on the men's side is we have a ton of guys that are, you know, great. We have three guys currently in the under 20 rankings, you know, in the top six or seven in the country which that's, you know, big thing for our country. They have all of a chance of participating for the U.S. this summer.
Is it realistic for any school, but particularly UVA, to be exceptional across the board, distance, sprints, middle distance, throws, hurdles, jumps, the whole deal? Or do you have to kind of pick your spots and say, we're going to be really good in this and that?
Well, I think on the two genders are totally different. I think that's where the split up comes. On the men's side, you do kind of have to pick and choose because of scholarship limitations. You know, we've kind of focused a little bit more on the men's side and our distance runners and our field eventers. Not to say we don't have good sprinters, but that's just not where a huge emphasis is. And that comes down to scholarship money. On the women's side, you know, you can be a lot more balanced because you have more scholarship money. And if you look at our roster, you can see, I mean, Jordan's sixth in the country in the 400. But at the same time, we had a cross-country team in the top 10 in the country. And we've got great javelin throwers, and we have, you know, some great jumpers and stuff like that. So our women's team is very balanced, but the guys' side, you're kind of limited, not necessarily on type of institution, but on scholarship monies.
Both the cross-country coaches, Todd and Pete, have told me that, you know, UVA should be very good in distance. It's just kind of got it fits the demographic of those runners. So, I mean, that's a nice foundation then to have for a program, right?
Oh, absolutely.
You know you're going to be good.
It's an attractive position, and we are fortunate, the location of UVA with all the places they can run to, all the trails and so forth. It's very appealing to that. And, you know, this part of the country is very good for distance running anyways. So, I mean, we've been very fortunate to do well recruiting out of New England, and we've been very fortunate to get, you know, the guys that we feel on the men's side specifically from the state of Virginia the last 2 years that, you know, that we think are, or last 3 years that we think are the best kids. And if you look track record wise, you know, no pun intended, you know, Visa K was in that first recruiting class. You know, I mean, he's one of the best kids in the country right now as a redshirt freshman. Thomas Madden, you know, was a signee, you know, last year. And Thomas Madden is, you know, was the ACC freshman of the year in cross country. And, you know, Kenneth Hagan, who we just signed, is probably going to be the best high school miler in the country this year. You know, so I mean,
he's from Blacksburg.
Blacksburg. So I mean, I think we've done a good job of, you know, not necessarily picking out. And I think that's a problem with recruiting. And that could be a whole nother topic sometime. But I mean, you know, recruiting and track and field, sometimes people get caught up on how fast they run, how far they've run, and don't look at how good they're going to be. You come from a great program that does a lot of mileage. You could run great marks in high school, but you're not going to be very good in college. Whereas all those guys we think can project, you know, to being great. And like I said, with Thomas Madden, Visa K so far, from the Virginia kids specifically, it's been that way.
You've worked at a number of schools, including Mississippi State and Harvard. How much culture shock did you experience going from Starkville, Mississippi to Cambridge, Massachusetts?
I actually, if you go one step back further, I think the most culture shock was going from Berkeley, California to Starkville, Mississippi. All those places are really unique. Starkville has some of the best people I've ever been around in my life. Some close friends that are still close friends. It's definitely a different atmosphere. Being in the SEC and just kind of how crazy the fans are down there and how passionate they are about things. Sometimes I wish that I would see a little more of that just craziness that the SEC has in the ACC fans. Not that I'm saying that our fans aren't great, but it's a total different feeling. Yeah. I mean, you know, folks are showing up and parking RVs to tailgate on Thursday for, you know, a football game Saturday or, you know, whatever that situation is. And Harvard, Cal, and Virginia are all very similar. The type of student athletes we had at all those places are very similar, and kind of the atmosphere is pretty similar.
When you were at Cal, you worked with Joanne Boyle. I know you talked to her about UVA before you took the job here. Now that you're both here, do you guys cross paths? You work on different sides of the street?
We actually just had this conversation a couple of weeks ago that we probably talked as much when I wasn't working here and she wasn't working here than we do when we're actually here, which is kind of funny because of the schedules. And we are in two different buildings. But, you know, I mean, you know, it's definitely encouraging to know that you have a friend that you've known for a long time that you can talk about situations, and she's really going through a similar process that I'm going through, you know, building the program the how that you want it. And, you know, it's as coaches, we always think that, you know, we always think that the process can be a lot faster than what it is. And you have to realize that you're recruiting so far ahead, and you have to realize that, you know, that they come in as first years, and it's probably at Virginia with the title of first year is probably a lot more, you know, mind reminding than anything else, because it's their first year in college. Mm-hmm. And you're going through that whole process, and, you know, questions they ask, things they do, you know, little mistakes they make, you just sit there and shake your head and you're like, well, like, shoot, at this time last year, they were in high school.
You played football at Canisius, and you coached football later before you became a full-time track guy. Has your football background influenced you as a coach?
Absolutely. I think it's probably influenced me a lot more on the organizational structure of things than it has anything else. And I'm very much so a team guy, so I think it definitely changes my perspective a little bit. But, you know, I think the organizational, the recruiting aspect of things, I think is definitely heavily influenced by football. And having a father that was a football coach for 47 years, obviously just the coaching aspect of it. But, you know, I think that I'm very fortunate in the fact that my father was a football coach. My mother's a business exec. So it kind of, you mentioned at the beginning, you know, being a CEO, I kind of get both from both of them, and I get to kind of ask them each questions on how you run a program and how you run an organization. So I think it's definitely a blessing.
While we're talking about football, you have five of Coach London's players on your roster: Trent Corney, Kalik Shepard, Taquan Mizell, Draquan Hosky, and the Hammer, Daniel Ham. Or the Hamster, whichever. Right. But I've written about the relationship between the football and track programs, and it seems to be growing even stronger. You see it as beneficial for both programs, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, being a former football player and coach myself, I mean, I see the benefits, the different aspects. I mean, you, as a football player coming in the track, where football is such a team sport, track, you're kind of set out on an island most of the time. And, you know, you have to compete, and there's nowhere to hide. Mm-hmm. So, you know, if you do well, you do well. If you don't do well, everybody's going to notice. And I think that, you know, can help those guys out, you know, in those situations. And I mean, I was even talking to Smoke a couple of days ago at the Liberty meet, and just talking to him about, hey, this first year, if you can just learn how to do some technical adjustments, they're going to help you score touchdowns, then this whole track season was a huge plus for you. And it doesn't really necessarily matter how fast you run, but, you know, hey, this is going to be a big benefit for you. And, you know, because, I mean, I think that's going to translate and help, you know, further along, you know, their careers. I know Kalik had a good football season this year, and I don't necessarily think it's anything that I did, but it's just the him learning little techniques that he can go back and, mm-hmm. and change. And, you know, Daniel Ham, is going to redshirt this whole year in track. And Trent Corney did indoors, and, you know, hopefully we'll have Trent back for outdoors. And, you know, it's exciting. I mean, it's fun. Those guys bring a little different perspective to it as well that, you know, some of our other, you know, student athletes on our track team don't have, because, you know, they're used to playing in front of 50,000, mm-hmm. 60,000 people. And when you show up to a gym, you know, or an arena for track that has 1,000 people in it, you know, They're not going to get shook by that, whereas some others, you know, first years might be like, man, there's a lot of people here. And it's like, no, there's nobody here.
All right. Got time for one final question. I know track and field obviously is not the only sport you're interested in. What's your favorite team here other than your own to follow?
That's a loaded question.
or what other teams do you like watching here?
You know what? I mean, I definitely, since it's basketball season, I definitely enjoy, you know, watching Coach Bennett's team play because of the intensity that they have on the defensive end of the floor. And being a defensive back for myself in college, I can appreciate the defensive side of things. But at the same time, I mean, you know, it was really fun. Our team got really into the men's women's soccer team this mm-hmm. year. And shoot, our women traveled. We had like four carloads that traveled to North Carolina to watch the women's game against UNC. So it's fun. you know, the collegial environment, or if that is even a word, you know, we have colleagues that were here, and we get this, you know, chance to watch. I mean, I've seen every single one of our sports play this year at some point in time, in the fall and in the winter. And you know, once spring gets here, it definitely will as well. And the support for each of us that we have is pretty cool. You send something out on Twitter and, you know, it's retweeted by, you know, 10 different coaches.
Right.
And that's probably there's a lot of reasons why that is. But I think, you know, with what Craig has as an athletic department, kind of his model, it goes a long ways to helping, you know, each other be supportive of each other. And it translates down to the kids, the student athletes, and they do a fantastic job of it, too.
Well, great. Well, Brian, thanks again for stopping by.
Absolutely.
Good luck at ACC's next week.
I appreciate it.
I'll be back next week with another Wahoo Central podcast. In the meantime, remember to check virginiasports.com for news and updates on all 25 of our teams. And thanks for listening.